This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
Welcome to the Ron Edwards Show. Informative interviews, stimulating conversations, controversy. Prepare yourself. Here's Ron Edwards.
Hello, my American friends, and welcome back to another edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show. I want to thank you very much for joining in, and really a great week for our president, eh? Well, before we get to that and some other stories, I just again want to thank everyone for joining us on this edition, and you can, of course, continue to listen to us wherever you are. We're emanating from flagship station KCKQ. AM 1180 in beautiful Reno, Nevada. And, of course, this show is rebroadcast on radio stations throughout the country over the weekend. Our latest affiliate is WCET, that's FM 101.7 in Columbia, South Carolina. And, of course, worldwide, you can listen to us via americamatters.us. And if you're on Facebook, just click on over to America Matters Facebook page. And America Matters Media Facebook page, and you can check us out there. You can, you know, click on with the little chat room there. We can have a little conversation that way, too. Or you can face the music here at 844-790-8255. That's 844-790-TALK. You know, getting into things, starting off with some really great news. The White House Assistant for Trade and Manufacturing, Peter Navarro, reacted to the U.S. economy adding 225,000 jobs this January with a national unemployment rate at 3.6%. Now, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about, in fact, with my upcoming guest, Gary Binford, really great guy, all-American guy, a good guy. You're going to be finding him very, very interesting and what he's all about as well. Millions of people have come into the job market, and just millions. We've got close to 8 million new job holders in this republic since President Trump took office. I think that is a fantastic rate of growth in jobs when you consider that many of them are in the manufacturing sector. Remember when Ali Obama famously said that we can't bring that back? We need a magic wand. Well, I guess the magic wand was enacting principles that enable economic growth, lowering taxes, lessening regulations, those kind of things. Yeah, works every time, every single doggone time in this republic when taxes were lowered. Doesn't matter what decade, whenever, under John Kennedy, under Ronald Reagan. So it happens if they allow it to happen. One of the things that's very important to maintain our republic, no matter who you are, white, black, green, blue, or whatever, is the maintenance of our Second Amendment. It is under unrelenting attack in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's a huge shame what they're doing over there. We're going to be talking about that also with our guest upcoming. And folks, you know, truly, if they get rid of the Second Amendment, you can forget about all the rest of them, because that is the protector of all the rest of the rights. It protects your freedom of speech, the freedom to worship from a Christian perspective, protects all of the good stuff, property rights. And speaking of property rights, we really need to get into that, because when it comes to property rights, do you really have any? I mean, do you think you own your home, the land that your home sits upon, even after you pay your mortgage off? No, the government pimp continues to take money from you. That's unconstitutional. That's not right. If you want to, we can discuss that as well. I think that there needs to be a huge groundswell. It's not the amount of taxes that enables the government to bring in so much you know, the variety of taxes. You don't need a million varieties of taxes. If they got rid of many of these progressive taxes, they would actually end up taking in much more money, because we would have more money to spend, more money to save. Savings is also a strength, a strengthener of our economy, because there you have the banks have the money to loan, blah, blah, blah. You know, the full circle of economic activity. Very common sense. Just, you know, this is economics 101 here. But it comes down to what you want, what we want as Americans, what we're willing to put up with. I was glad to see that there hundreds of people showed up today in Virginia in protest of what the government is doing there. But you know what? I don't totally feel sorry for the people of Virginia, because back in 14, when I was in that great Commonwealth, they were worrying then. The conservatives were worrying then that the legislative body would become blue. So these people, they reach out and they vote these Democrats in. Then they wonder why their communities go to hell in a handbasket. They don't learn from decades of destruction, whether it's in Baltimore, the east side of Cleveland, Detroit, now San Francisco, Los Angeles. They're still trying to destroy beautiful Austin, Texas. The homeless crisis is still huge out there, despite efforts of Governor Abbott. I was looking at some pictures today. When he cleans out areas, they move the homeless or get some more from somewhere and fill these diseased people up, you know, in various areas. The left wants to destroy this country. We're going to be talking about that. I will prove my case when I say that as we go on throughout the show. They want to destroy this country. Basically, they want to destroy your quality of life. That is why Bernie Sanders, crazy Bernie, did say that it's a good thing when he saw those people in bread lines in Venezuela, because then, according to Bernie, they're under government control. And see, that's what it's all about, folks. They don't want you to have control of your own life. They don't want you to depend on God, our creator. No, they want you to depend on them. They want to be your God. But they don't want to bless you. They want to curse you with a horrible life, morally, ethically, economically, educationally, entertainment-wise, everything they touch, they destroy. Everything they touch, they totally destroy. It is a terrible thing. America is too great to waste and allow to deteriorate. We the people shall fight to restore our republic together. I'm Ron Edwards, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I shall return.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
It sure doesn't. You're listening to the Ron Edwards Experience. And guess what? You can talk at us at 844-790-8255. That's 844-790-TALK. Anyway, we've got our special guest. His name is Gary Benford. Very, very, very great guy. I've had the pleasure of being on one of his show, I think twice now. And a lot of folks listened to that show. And, boy, I had a great time. I was on with Dr. Carol Swain and some other great folks that whom I look up to. And, Gary, I thank you so much for joining us. Tell us, before we get into the issues of the day, tell us a bit about yourself and your organization that you're representing and how you got into this fight for common sense regarding our republic.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Ron. I really appreciate it. My organization, which I founded, is called Nation Savers 2020. It's a site on Facebook that is designed to educate, enlighten, and help people who are either disengaged or don't know how to take on the left. With posts, pithy comments, I'm very big on taking on the Marxist element, taking on political correctness, cultural Marxism, the disingenuous mainstream media, the obstructionist Democratic Party in support of President Trump. The site started in 2016 when I was laid off from my job due to Obamacare, and decided to get involved politically. It had been something that I suddenly developed a passion for as a follower of Jesus Christ because I had been a Democrat. I'd been a Democrat my whole life as a black man.
Oh, no.
I'd been a Democrat. That's all I knew. There we go. That's all I knew. And all we knew in church, all we knew in church was that that the pastors would preach the gospel, and then at the end of the service, they bring up all the local Democratic Party politicians and say, now here's our Democratic Party friends, make sure you vote for them. That's all I knew until I became a follower of Jesus Christ. Then I came to understand the sanctity of life, the sanctity of marriage. Those are the two things that are very important to God. Those two things were developed in the Garden of Eden, and from there, everything else spans out. And then I realized I'm voting wrong. So I wrote a thesis on Christians and voting, and nobody wanted to read it. Go ahead.
You know something, Gary, you remind me of the story of Frederick Douglass. You know, every conversation that you and I have had, I eventually bring up Frederick Douglass. But once he read the truth about our American heritage, the Constitution, and all the other important elements, he became a lover of this republic. He did not allow the problems of the day to make him a hater. Too often today, many black Americans hate this republic. And one of the most scary things of all is that they take whatever drops out of the back end of the golden donkey. For example, Buttigieg has been catching a little flack for stacking black females behind him at his little events. This week, he wanted to assure that he had them to show up in the pictures of him because he is not doing well with black Americans. Now, why? If you're seriously trying to attract black Americans, that does not mean just black females. That's something, another sick practice of the left. I see it in media and elsewhere, especially in TV advertisings. They always have the black female there, and they think the rest of us are so stupid. Well, that's good. They got them there. We go right along with it. No. Why? Don't men matter? I checked, God made both of us. But these leftists
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Act like that as long as the black female is there, everything is okay. Because I think they have the mammy syndrome. If you remember Gone with the Wind and you saw the big mammy, you know, when they'd walk in the streets, she'd bully the black guys out of the way and was real nice. And, you know, she got along well with the white characters. And she would cluck the black males out of the way like they were chickens in a barnyard. And I think that's part of the mentality that the left has concerning black people and between men and women. I know, you know, you don't hear about this often, but does this sound way off track to you?
No, but let's take it right back to the welfare state, and that'll show you what they think about black men and black America. In the welfare state, in order for the woman to get a check, right, she couldn't have a job, she couldn't work, couldn't have a man in the house. So that takes away and splits up the family, and the more children you had, the bigger your check. So where were the men? The men were gone. Okay, all the men were necessary for was being sexual predators and just impregnating somebody so she could have a child. And you wonder why when you look in the black community now that it's totally fractured as far as the ability of two parents in the home like you were raised and I was raised. And this is a divide and conquer. This is the left point of view. This is cultural Marxism and straight-up Marxism. Divide and conquer. Pit black against white. Pit female against male, pit rich against poor, and you can hear it in all the Democratic Party candidates. It's all identity politics. So the fact that Pete Buttigieg is going to put black women behind him or black men behind him is totally insignificant to me. This is all a bait and switch. It's all a dog and pony show. What we should be looking at are what are the policies and what is he saying, and they do the same thing to President Trump. They want to get on his rhetoric or his tone, but they totally want to make you completely ignorant and don't have any idea about the policies because you started it. You started it in your opening segment in the first block. You were talking about the unemployment rate, the job, what he's done for criminal justice reform, what he's done in the black community, the initiative, and taking away regulations, taking away strangling regulations so people can start businesses, as well as lowering taxes. Everything he's doing, they don't want you to know that. You won't hear that in the mainstream media. They just want you to hear they're all racist. They're all racist.
Hey, Gary,
but
you know
what I did.
Hey, Gary, hold on. You reminded me of something Debbie Dingleberry of Michigan, representative of Michigan, she said today. She said absolutely today that she was so depressed. She repeated what she said the other night after the Trump's great speech. She said, oh, I'm still so depressed because he's so divisive. He's so evil, this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking historical. I thought immediately historical because so often the leftist white guys and gals only want principles that bring harm to black Americans. Now, not one Democrat even pretended to be happy when that black little girl got a grant and President Trump said to Congress, hey, let's get this together for a million or whatever. He said, let's do this. Let's do this. And the other things that he talked about, see, the leftist Democrats are not about solutions. They're about oppression. And people need to wake up to that fact. And I'm not talking about the folks you and I have talked about in private, about those that are so enamored with hate that they would rather bring the entire country down to nothing because their hate supersedes their desire for even their children to have a good life. You know, what say you about this?
I'm in agreement with you. And since you brought up the fourth grader, I want to point this out because that was a telling moment. And this is what I do on Nation Savers 2020 on Facebook. Point these type of things out so you can take this back to your friends, people in your circles of influence to try and just flip one vote. Look at what happened here. Believe it or not, the Democrats were actually honest in that moment. See, if that had been Barack Obama and he had brought that girl up and the Republicans sat, and they would have called it racist. But the Democrats weren't actually being racist in this case. They were being honest because they didn't look at her as black. They looked at the policy of school choice that they're vehemently against. So it wasn't that they didn't want to support the girl. They don't support school choice. And that's what we need to point out. They were sitting on school choice. They weren't even it wasn't even a racial issue to her, to them. But when it comes to the right, they make everything a racial issue. They make everything a sexual issue. They make everything an issue of race, gender, and class, the unholy trio. And that's what they do. They are pitting us against each other. And the biggest thing to me that came out of that speech, our Constitution, which was founded on Judeo-Christian principles that came straight from God, our Constitution was to keep us free. And as you said, Ron, the First and Second Amendment, you got to have that because Karl Marx and Marxism understood you've got that either people will look to a benevolent God for the sustenance or they're going to look to government, but not both. He had to get God out of the way first. And second, they have to take away your gun, like Hitler did, like Venezuela does, like Cuba. Because once you find out you've been snookered, once you find out that you have been kidnapped into socialism, which will eventually turn into communism, you're going to want to fight back and you need weapons. The point that the Democratic Party showed during President Trump's speech is they are against God, they are against family, they're against America first, and they're against our Constitution because everything he said rested on those principles. And if they think he's being divisive, he's being divisive against the socialists and communists and Marxists that they are.
Absolutely, because I believe in division. Even Jesus said, I come to divide. You know, if you're any good in this world, you are going to be a walking dividing line. There is a division between good and evil, black and white, up and down, you know, east and west. And so let's call it what it is. These people want evil. They want us to be destroyed. But we will continue to enlighten our friends throughout America as you continue to tune in. And this is Ron Edwards, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'll be right back.
By a slim 5-4 margin, the United States Supreme Court correctly ruled in support of President Trump's effort to curtail America's role as the world's welfare provider. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, for many decades, millions and millions of both illegal and legal immigrants or border crossers have sauntered into our republic with hands outstretched, expecting and in some cases demanding welfare payments, houses, medical care, eyeglasses, etc., and even school indoctrination for their children, all at U.S. taxpayer expense. So proving once again he is governing on behalf of we the people, President Trump has set up a process to screen out green card applicants seen as being at risk of becoming public charges or moochers, all at taxpayer expense. Of course, people like Representative Ayok have railed against this worthy effort. She believes that our borders should be wide open and that you and I should pay our tax dollars to anyone who comes to our republic for a handout. It is only right to expect immigrants to be able to live without taxpayer assistance. It is an insult to common sense to flood America with those who can't or will not support themselves. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Hey, it's the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards Experience with Ron Edwards.
Absolutely, we are dancing to the beat of truth. You're listening to the Ron Edwards Experience. I am Ron Edwards, your radio refreshment, and welcome back, and thanks so much for spending your day with us. You can dial in at 844-790-8255, and I've got a special guest, Gary Benford, and what a guy, man. He's really firing away with both barrels against the left, and I love it. Well, guess what, Gary? The New York Times, of all places or all papers or whatever, reported that the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the economy created 225,000 new jobs. The unemployment ticked upward to 3.6%, but that's because more people are involved in the labor force right now. But here's the real wonderful aspect of this. The average hourly wage gains also rose year to year to 3.1%, which means that the hourly wage is increasing, which in my opinion, you can check me if I'm wrong. I'm not, but you can try. But really, the hourly wage is growing, which in my opinion eliminates the need for a stupid, the minimum wage thing. I mean, that's for low entry-level jobs. By the way, everyone begins at the bottom of the ladder, or most people. And as my dad used to tell me, Gary, life is a ladder of opportunities which you climb. You don't start at the top. I mean, this is really great news, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, Ron. And this is one of the things we need to do. We need one of the problems I found with the right is people really don't necessarily, maybe they have wives, they have children, families, to really take the time to educate people that don't understand. The minimum wage is another Marxist bait and switch. As you just said, the minimum wage is for starting at the bottom. The minimum wage is for kids and people that are young. They're not for you when you're 30, 40, 50 years old where you're working at the minimum wage. See, and what ends up happening is, if they raise the minimum wage, then small businesses that hire people are going to have to cut back. They're not going to be able to hire as many people. So what ends up happening is you start to lose from the workforce. And they put all these regulations, the left wants to put all these regulations, and that's what Barack Obama did. That's why nobody was working. He eliminated small business. There were so many regulations and so much having to do with his Obamacare bullcrap, that people couldn't hire people. Donald Trump has gotten rid of a lot of these regulations, a lot of the red tape, and the minimum wage is a death knell to the working force. And people have to understand this. Do not buy into the left talking about nobody should be. No, Bernie, your family's not supposed to be making minimum wage. That's not what it's for, and they know it. It's all a trick.
Amen to that. I'll give you a perfect example of that, the restaurant industry. You know, if anyone who operates a restaurant, you know that there's a thin line there. It's, you know, the profit margins are very low. Even at the what you consider to be the very highly successful ones that have been in business for 30, 40, 50 years, the legendary restaurants, you take cities like Cleveland and Pittsburgh, which are both really wonderful places to visit now. And both cities are experiencing a burgeoning restaurant scene because they're both now, you know, filled with tourists all the time now. And you've got all these new jobs just in that industry, just in that one industry alone. Now here comes the Democrats and the RINOs. They want to jack up Ohio's minimum wage. So guess who's going to suffer first? You've got these thin line businesses. Many of these restaurants are not very old because they've just come online. I mean, dozens of them, just right in the downtown area, hundreds of them. And they could, many of them, not all, but many could close. Or, like you said, they have to cut their hours. And no one wants to go to a city with half or more of the restaurants closed at night because of the darn minimum wage. You have to lay off a shift or something. Or, as some will do, will just say screw it and close the business altogether. What say you?
Yes, this is what happens, and they know it. See, the left doesn't care. Think about where we were after 8 years of Barack Obama. The black community, as they call it, and I don't like using that term because to lump everybody as one group to me is very demeaning. They don't talk about a white community, okay? But who qualifies? Like the black community that they talk about, would Frederick Douglass be welcome in that? Would you and I be welcome in that? Absolutely not. So there's no such thing. But the way they're looking at the situation, here's what they want, everybody, within the sound of our voice. They want government control. That's what socialism is. Government tells you what to eat, what to wear. You have what to drive and how much money you're going to make, and they want government control. And the only way to get that is through regulations, and the only other way to get that is to get enough people on the government dime where enough people are beholden to the government that you'll continue to vote for it to get your handouts and to get your government subsidies. That's why the educational system is bankrupt. That's why they don't try and correct anything in communities. Why in major cities, all run by Democrats, why are they all running to the ground? They're running to the ground because the people there won't vote these people out. They're buying into the left, buying into the lies that Republicans, conservatives, they're racist. Well, let me just put it this way. If Donald Trump is a racist, which obviously he's not, look at what he's doing for all communities and compare that to what the left has been doing all this time. They want you beholden to them. They want you beholden to them, and the only way they can do that is to get you in a situation in which you need their handout, where you need their sustenance, where you need their subsidies, and once they got you in that situation, they have you locked, stock, and barrel, and then you're going to end up voting for things that you don't even believe, because if you're on government subsidies and if you're taking, you know, the government handout, you're going to be voting for things that you may not believe in, like abortion, and now they even want it up to infanticide, same-sex marriage, socialism, the Green Puke Deal, the Green New Deal, all of this anti-American, anti-God, anti-family, anti-constitution stuff that they're trying to cram down our patriotic throat, that's what you'll be voting for, just
absolutely,
to get a dollar from them.
Hey, Gary, we're getting close to the end of this segment. I need you to tell folks about your talk show that you're involved in, your organization, and where they can pick up your show as well.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on, Ron. Nation Savers 2020 on Facebook. That is the organization I founded. You go there. If you like what you see, click like and follow, and you'll get the daily post. The radio show is called Rocky and the Wolfman Radio. It's on the internet on Blog Talk Radio. The show is Friday night, 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. I have a segment every week on the show, a segment, and I've had a great time. I've had great guests like you've been on. Burgess Owens is coming on next week. We did a live from the Conservative Convention, Rock the Red, down in Greensville, South Carolina. Had on Gene Ho, who was Donald Trump's personal photographer during the campaign. Donna Fiducia and Don Nguyen, who were the hosts of the event. Claire Lopez, who's a counterintelligence expert. My man John Dilemma, Business Owners for Trump. Presley Stutz of the Greenville Tea Party. You were on last week with Dr. Carol Swain. We have a really wonderful show. Rocky is Rachel Okai. Wolfman is Will Figueroa Jr. They do their things. They've given me a forum, and every week I come on, we talk about socialism, Marxism, the New Green Deal, whatever is going on in the country. That's what I look to expose to make sure that you're able to educate people as to what's going on. So, Ron, it's been great. It's wonderful. Thank you very much for having me.
And, yeah, amen.
You were a wonderful guest, and we'll have you on again.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us, and I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job out there, and thanks so much, and I guarantee we're going to have you back on the show, too. So take care, my friend.
Thank you. God bless
All
you,
right,
and
take
God
care.
Bless America.
Well, there he goes, Gary Binford, great guy, and all around good guy. Well, folks, we're coming towards the end of this segment, but I want to just tell you that I really appreciate you guys showing up. And I want to give a quick shout out to one of my favorite organizations. We come back on the other side of the break, and we have a history moment also. And you're listening to the Ron Edwards Experience. I'm Ron Edwards.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Diamond and Seal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely, it isn't better than that. Boy, having a wonderful time talking with you, my favorite people in the world, my fellow Americans. I want to give a quick shout out to the Zechariah 2-5 family members. You guys are great. In the tradition of Mary Washington, or is it Martha Washington, the mother of George Washington, you guys pray for this wonderful nation. And I just want to thank you for your prayers that you do, that you give out every day, led by the fearless warrior, Denise Edwards. And you guys do it every day, every weekday, Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can go to cumministry.org. That's cumministry.org for all the details on the times when you can join in prayer for this nation, if you're so inclined. America does need prayer, so join them. Well, as we continue here on the Ron Edwards Experience, I just want to touch on a bit of history. One of my favorite characters is Frederick Douglass, for obvious reasons. Now, he was an abolitionist and arguably the greatest orator of the 19th century. Now, we all know the story about how he grew up a slave and how they used to tell him that God made the black man to be slaves and this, that, and the other, and that was their place. Well, he just didn't want to buy that. When he was a slave, he made sure that he always concentrated on being free and successful. So guess what? He freed himself long before Abraham Lincoln said, "You may go." Became very successful, more successful than most anybody living in that century. When he passed away, he had over $300,000 in the bank. Now, he took the time to read the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, the Bill of Rights, and other documents, state constitutions, and the whole nine yards. So rather than be bitter against what had happened to him and other blacks in the country, he decided that just like he could overcome, he believed that in the system as properly applied as a constitutionally limited republic, we all would have the elements of freedom and liberty. And if we decided to school ourselves, decided to look towards what is right, depend on God, we would all succeed, if that is our goal. Many people on the left today do not desire success for others or even for themselves because they're so ensconced in hate that they would rather destroy the country. But here's something that Frederick Douglass wrote. It's the Declaration of Independence is the ring bolt to the chain of your nation's destiny. So indeed, I highly regard it. The principles contained in that instrument are saving principles. Stand by those principles. Be true to them on all occasions, in all places, against all foes, and at whatever cost. See, he was willing to stand up for what is right no matter what. And when you are willing to go, you know what, to the wall, you're going to win. 9 times out of 10, you're going to win. And even if you don't, you know, Martin Luther King said that nothing worth dying for is not worth living for. I mean, if you're not willing to die for something, then what's the point? Because if you look at it, the left is trying to kill everything. They're trying to kill this economy. They're trying to kill our rights. They're trying to kill our ability to live for our own sake. They want to kill our ability or desire to worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They want to kill the desire for us to maintain our own Second Amendment right of self-protection and the right to protect family. And yes, we should have the right to protect property. If someone is on your property, you should be able to give them a lead gift. I really believe that. You know, I'm tired of this politically correct stuff, even among some people on the right. Oh, he shot him. He was on his property. He shouldn't have shot that guy. Well, that guy shouldn't have been on his property. I'm sorry. That's just the way it goes. And so if you really sincerely want a better life in this republic, you have to latch on to better principles and teach them to your young. Don't allow them to just learn from government schools and that's it. If you can't afford to put them in a better school or something like that, deprogram them when they come home. I used to have my son, when he'd come home, I would tell him to read a chapter in a good book. And to make sure that he got it, I forced him to write a report on it. So he couldn't just read it and then just tell me a few highlights and then blow it off. No, he had to write a good report on it. So therefore, when you write something, it gets in there. Trust me. And to this day, he's doing very, very well. Very well. So, folks, even in the midst of all the leftists out there trying to destroy this country, we have the better principles. We have the best arsenal to defend life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So we have to get about the business of defending our rights, no matter how hard we have to fight. Well, I'm looking at a goofball right here on my other computer here. His name is Mitt Romney. What a guy, huh? He goes against the entire party and votes to convict Donald John Trump on a crime that never occurred. It was not illegal for Donald John Trump to be concerned about the crooked behavior that was going on in Ukraine. It wasn't even about going after the Bidens. It wasn't about that. If you look at the transcript, it's not about that. It was about giving more money to corrupt nations. We have a bad habit in this country of just dumping good money after bad all over the world. We've been doing it for decades. And it's about high time that we have a president that says, you know what, this kind of smells funny. And maybe things need to be straightened out. So, Mr. Romney, I think you're going to be voted out of office. And your stab in the back behind will just have to go back to the private sector. Speaking about going back to the private sector, we all know that one day President Donald Trump will no longer be president after his second term. So when did the leftists get the right or the gall to decide that President Trump's businesses should not thrive while he's in office? That goes totally against what the founding fathers designed for us. They designed specifically for people that owned businesses. Back then, the majority businesses were farm-related. And you were to go into government for one or two terms while your sons and family members ran your business successfully. And you were to govern, and because you wanted your businesses to thrive after you got out of government, you would rule on behalf of a good life. Because you're not going, they didn't want people to stay in government for 40, 50 years and cushion themselves and insulate themselves from their fellow Americans and build their power base there and try to use the government to suck all the wealth out of the private sector. And so that's why I think we really have to fight for term limits for Congress and the Senate. Got to go. Two terms, got to go, even if you're a great guy. We need to bring up our children in the right way that they should go so that they don't depart from what's right, so that new good people will replace the good ones. I was kind of hurt when Orrin Hatch had to retire on Utah, and he was replaced by a Romney. Why? Because people are not teaching enough good people so that they can rise up and quickly take the place of good people, of patriots, people who want what's best for themselves. And it's called rational self-interest. If you want your business to be prosperous, you're going to enact principles as a government official so that when you get out, your business will thrive. And guess what? Because the law applies to everybody, everyone will have a chance to thrive. That's what it's all about. God's blessings are for everyone if they will seek them. If you seek the right principles in anything, you will get right results. Whether it's working out, whether it's eating, voting. So we have to be willing to do the right thing. I love this next story. Appeals court throws out Democrats' emoluments, a lawsuit against President Trump. Another great victory. Boy, he's had a wonderful week. A federal appeals court today tossed a lawsuit brought by congressional Democrats alleging that President Donald Trump violated the Constitution's emoluments clause by using the White House to profit from the presidency. That is a big fat lie. The man hasn't even taken his own salary. He's been donating it to charities or to veterans. And of course, his sons should be running that business or their businesses to thrive. That's what you want. Oh, I'm sorry, unless you're of the left, you don't want people to thrive. I'm sorry, I forget. Well, screw the leftists. We want to thrive, don't we? So, we have to defeat the leftists wherever they are. Vote out every Democrat you can find, as a great friend of mine used to say. So continue to fight for what is right, and one of the best ways you can fight for what's right is teach what is right to your children and your grandchildren, my friends. That's how you continue a great republic. One-on-one. Share it with your neighbors. Don't be afraid. I thank you so much for joining me on this edition of the Ron Edwards Experience. I look for you to join me next week right here on AmericaMatters.us. I'm Ron Edwards.